Hello, everybody. Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode 388. This is Door to Door Geek on the show where we try to bring you all kinds of applications. This is a Friday show, which means empty the tank. I'm joined this episode by Eric Dini Media. Dini, how are you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Pretty good. I wanted to ask you a question about your area of the country.
Okay.
Because you're a little bit north, but you're not really in like the frozen tundra type north. Do you guys have like pollen and allergies up in your area? Because I can tell you here, I've had a couple people in last week tell me they have allergies nearly all year round.
Yeah. I don't think we would have them all year round. I'm a newbie to the allergy thing. It only started affecting me maybe 3 years ago. The rest of my life, I was pretty good. But every now and then I'll just get like the sniffles and kind of like a scratchy throat a little bit. And that's what they tell me is allergies. And I hate taking allergy medicine though, because it just like, I'll take Claritin and, it makes me retarded. It just, my brain stops working when I take Claritin. I just really feel dumb. And then Benadryl, I usually only take Benadryl if I get into poison ivy, need some heavy duty, like, allergic reaction relief. I'll take Benadryl and it just makes me really tired. But I think there's people who do suffer from allergies here. We do get mold, you know, like mushrooms grow around here. We got a lot of flowers. So I guess there's pollen and stuff like that, right? And
yeah, because I mean,
fungus, monk.
Right. Yeah, because we have it bad here. And I'll say lately I've been waking up and it literally feels like my throat should almost be bleeding because my like nose and throat hurt so much first thing in the morning. But it only happens a couple weeks out of the year kind of thing. But I keep thinking that's a couple weeks too long.
Yeah. I guess I'm not really, I don't know. It doesn't bother me that much. It's about like, gotcha. I like getting a cold. I don't mind, you know, whatever.
Okay. Well, you know what bothers me, Eric?
Windows 10 being free.
Besides that, when someone has, apps in their tank still. So, you want to, do you want to unload your tank?
Oh, sure. Yeah, this will be quick. I have an app here and I kind of brought this before. This is called, Peel Smart Remote. Before, I think it was just for the Samsung Galaxy Tab. Now, and it was built in with maybe the Note 4 or maybe some other Samsung device where it came rebranded for Samsung. Well, now it's available for everybody who has an IR blaster built into their phone, which, I don't know, maybe it's just Samsung, but it works really well. And basically, it asks you a couple questions, like, what's the brand of your TV? And then you say, it'll say LG. And then it says, well, try your power button now. Hit your power button, TV turns on. Huh. And then it says, okay, we got that. Now, type in the channel 941. And you type in 941. And then it asks you, did it change it to channel 941? First it asks you your cable provider. And then it does the channel thing. And then, and once you answer those three questions, you've got a fully functional, basically a touchscreen, full screen, like a Logitech Harmony remote now for your TV and cable box that gives you on-screen program guide. It looks up your local programming times, shows that are on what channel. So instead of just flipping through up, you know, going through the channels, you look on your Peel remote, on your Peel remote app, and this is Peel, P-E-E-L, and you look on your app, and like last night, you know, it was American Pickers and a couple other things like CSI and all this stuff, and you just touch whichever one you want to watch. It'll automatically change it to that station for you, and you just start watching that show.
Okay, this is much more awesome than I thought, okay? Because I thought it was just going to be a dumb remote, quote-unquote, where you just point at your TV and just change channels. Instead, this is almost like a preview guide slash, I don't know, I keep thinking almost like mental type DVR where you can mark a show and it will remind you hey, your show's coming on, turn it on the channel. And then right from the phone, you can change the channel.
You can do that too.
That's smart.
It also has a floating widget that's on your screen all the time. So if you tap that at any time while you're playing with your phone or doing your other stuff, you can, it instantly goes right over to your, brings you an on-screen smaller version of your remote where you can quickly change the channels or volume or mute and everything. Change your input right from there and then just hit back and go back to what you're doing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Cause I mean, I definitely like the idea of telling my wife she can change the TV channels without having the remote in her hand. And I did, and she thought it was cool, but she still never really used it. I think this is the kind of thing that where she really might, if the interface helps her find what she's looking for in a quick fashion, I could see my wife abusing this app.
Now I guess Rhino's calling me out in the chat room. I guess it wouldn't do all of what a Harmony does, because a Harmony, honestly, I've got a Harmony One in my game room, and it'll turn the TV on, it'll turn the receiver on, it'll turn the cable box on, and it knows which volumes to adjust when you're doing a certain thing. It'll turn the Xbox on, all that stuff. It doesn't do all that, but if you've just got a TV and a cable box, your typical bedroom TV situation without all the other receivers and speaker systems and things, this will get the job done really nicely. Way better than any remote that you got sitting there now.
Right. I do think for most people, this would serve most needs. And if not most, I guarantee you at least one room in the house where there's a TV, this could work good.
And then you can save rooms too. So if you've got kind of the same setup in your kitchen where you've got a TV and a cable box in your kitchen too, or bathroom, or I don't know, your kids' room, I don't know, whatever, you can save other setups too. You can decide which room you're in and change the channels in there. Or go to the bar and, see what kind of brand TV they have and start playing with it while you're sitting there talking to your friends.
I'll just say, for one, I'm happy to say I do not have a TV in my bathroom, nor do I want a TV in my bathroom. And something tells me if I do this at the bar, I'll be kicked out pretty quickly.
Would they know? Who could it be? It wouldn't be you. You're just looking at your phone.
Yeah.
You must be probably on Facebook or playing Angry Birds 2 or something.
You know me too well, Eric. Okay, so yeah, that was Peel Smart Remote, PEEL. And it does say in the description it works with HTC devices as well. So there is more than just Samsung devices that have a built-in IR blaster.
Cool. And let's see, I got another one in my tank. This one's a little quirky. This may not appeal to everybody. It is called Virtual Smartwatch for Pebble. This is if you're a fashionista or a classy guy or whatever, this will help you make the huge decision of what kind of smartwatch you should get from Pebble and what kind of band and what color and all that stuff you should do. Because they apparently have many to choose from. So basically, you go to this website called Dalpak, and you print out a QR code on your printer and stick that to your wrist. Then you install this app. You hover your phone over top of your arm that's got that sticker on your arm, and basically you can go through and. It's like a VR thing where it superimposes Pebble watches of different styles onto your own wrist to see what it's going to look like.
AR, augmented reality.
Oh, AR. Okay. Yeah. AR. And it works pretty good. I had like a red one on there for a while, and it's different.
Well, I'll say I don't expect it to look perfect, like fool people. Hey, look, there's a watch on my wrist. But what I do expect, because the little thing you print out is a given size, hopefully it would be, it would show you the appropriate size. So on a little child, the watch would look humongous. And then on someone like Mark Cockrell, it would look like a little thin bracelet because he's gigantic. That I think is smart. I think it's really smart. I'm not a fan, as you know, Eric, of any of these smartwatches kind of thing. but this is the kind of thing that I do think could help people know, is this for me? You know, how do I like how it generally looks?
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's photorealistic. It's quite, but I don't know. It's a fun little thing. Just, I mean, I could see other uses for this kind of technology, whatever they're using here. Like, you could superimpose a different shirt on your buddy or something. You know, that'd be kind of neat. You could superimpose a different shirt on your friend and then just be able to change whatever shirt he has, you know, type whatever, like, I'm with stupid on his shirt, and then have it pointing at somebody next to him or something. Or,
you know, or the shirt could say, I'm not trying to be dumb.
I'm not trying to sound stupid. I'm going to bring that shirt. Mine doesn't say I'm not trying to be dumb. It says I'm not trying to sound stupid, and I will be wearing that around the downtown Chicago area.
Okay. Yay.
All right. That's my tank for tonight. I'm sure you've got plenty to fill up. You got some emptying to do yourself, so I'll get out of your way.
Thank you. Well, I don't want you to get out of the way. I want you to partake and enjoy. Okay, first one is a game. It is eerily like a game I brought where I was telling Steve it's like shuffleboard. Okay, it's kind of like that, but it's just a touch different. This is called Revolution.
It's like a good revolution.
Oh, who doesn't, unless, of course, you're in charge. This game is like a shuffleboard game, but your target and the destination and source where you're coming out of and going into has moving barriers circling around them at all times. And they're all different patterns, all different things. And you have to make it inside of the barrier when it's the right color and leave when it's the right color. But on top of it, the surroundings around you are slowly coming in. It's like the old Indiana Jones, Star Wars, the pit is closing in on you, so you have to get out in a certain amount of time.
These games are so... I would say this is like a copy, or not a copy, but a mix-up of the one you brought. I can't remember what it was called. The shuffleboard one. And then you throw in like one more line along with it a little bit. And then you got this game. It's so neat what they're doing with these.
Yeah, it's definitely like a hybrid mix of other games. Just interesting enough, my kids enjoyed it, but they got awfully loud when they were playing it.
Oh, yeah.
Because, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up! You know, kind of thing.
Nobody likes to get squished in between walls.
Yeah, so we couldn't leave it on for too long. People were kind of getting mad at us. So, you know, but that's called Revolution by Bulky Picks. E for everyone, free in-app purchases. Okay. Wow. I just copied and pasted, and for some reason I got a whole bunch of, foreign language characters. Let me try that again. Okay.
The Onion today on my Onion Daily Calendar had something about a guy who accidentally hit the control and somewhere up in between tab and the tilde hit something, he couldn't recreate it, but it made some kind of a weird symbol on his computer, and he had like experts come from far away to come examine it, and they couldn't find any actual language that symbol. It kind of looked like an F in Arabic, sort of, that they couldn't find any languages that any time in history would have caused that. I thought it was hilarious.
That's the Onion.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a game called The Inner World. It's $4, $3.99. E for everyone, zero in-app purchases. I like games you pay for and you know exactly how much you're going to pay in the lifetime of the game because it has no in-app purchases. This is definitely a discovery, choose your own adventure, a click adventure kind of game, where you have a basic static-like screen where you have to click this. You have to basically discover what you have to click in order to advance out of that screen into the next screen. We've brought way more than a couple kind of games like this. I will say, this looks like one of those genuine hand-drawn kind of games that obviously I'll say had some amount of time devoted to them to make it. So I'm not shocked it cost money.
Would you call it cell shading? Is this a cell shader kind of animation or not?
It's definitely kind of, but I do see shading in individual shells. So I'd say no.
It's neat. It's hand-drawn, like, non-stereoscopic 2D, it says.
Yeah, so it's just 2D. It's just no 3D crap. I don't know, almost like crayon marker stuff going on. It's really hard for me to describe, but I will say 4,000 plus reviews. This is by a top developer called Head Up Games. Google Play Editor's Choice, yada, yada, yada kind of thing. So this is no slouch kind of game. This is definitely a more popular game.
It's really 2,600
five-star reviews.
Have you played it yourself at all?
Yeah, I did play it for a couple minutes. Yeah, so, I was hoping I would have game control support, and it didn't.
Some of the stuff is just so bizarre that you do. Like, just in the video, it shows where you would dump some whiskey down a hole in the ground, and you end up getting a worm drunk. The worm comes up out of the hole tipsy, and then you take the worm, and you have to use the worm's body to make the springy part of a slingshot.
Nice.
Rather than a rubber band.
Yeah, this game is definitely a little out there, we'll say that.
That's so cool.
Crazy. Yeah, and I don't even know what the main character is supposed to be, because he's definitely not a human. Of course, I don't read the game, so that doesn't help. I just click buttons.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another game I'm going to bring, Eric. Another $1.99 game, rated T, teen for everyone, does have in-app purchases. But I still had to bring this game because I liked A, the name of it, B, the icon of it, and I did like how the gameplay was for it. This is called Xenowerk, X-E-N-O-W-E-R-K, which everyone should remember, Xenophobe. So this is alien-like Xenowerk. The icon looks almost like Metroid, so it's another thing just for me to like about the game. This is a top-down, three-quarters view alien shooter. That's done uncommonly smooth, is what I'll say. And you're not zoomed so far back out that you really can't see any details. And you're not zoomed in so far where you can't see things around you. This was a heck of a lot of fun, is all I got to say. A heck of a lot of fun.
It looks like you got some good firepower in this game. You get some pretty good guns to blast them away.
Yeah, and there was all kinds of power-ups you could get to your gun, all different types of guns. You could get laser scopes. The enemies are almost as inventive as the guns, I'll say. Definitely there's some repetition in the beginning with some of the characters, but it does get broader kind of thing. This game, to me, is also, it says a top developer, Pixel Byte, top developer, 1,500 reviews. 1,000 of them, 5-star reviews.
That's man. I mean, this game looks so nice. You could use your game controller on it and play it on a 40-inch screen and just probably really have a great time playing this game.
Yeah, what I have to figure out about my game pad and my TV experience is I bought the game pad I have because it has HDMI out. Okay. Today's gaming, though, I found out by watching a Cinemassacre video of all videos, I actually learned something watching a Cinemassacre video. One of the videos he mentioned that on newer TVs, you have to, or you should go into your TV modes and look for a game mode. It actually reduces the lag. Because when I had it hooked up to the TV and I was looking at the TV and trying to play the game, I was sucking. I was doing horrible. And I think in hindsight, it's because there was some lag that I didn't know that was going on.
So the processor in the TV itself was working harder to make something beautiful that didn't need to be.
Apparently so. At least I'm hoping so. Hmm. So I'm going to take a look at that, see if I can figure that out. Because that would be definitely cool fun. Because my kids honestly like watching games as much as they like playing games. So, it could definitely be fun.
Yeah, it'd be better to have them watch you when you're actually doing good.
Yeah, true. Okay, I'm almost done with the games here, Eric, I swear. This one is called Theo Town, Theotown by Lobby Device, I want to say. E for everyone, no in-app purchases, no price, completely free. This is like Sim City, is what I'm going to say. The graphics are actually a touch better than like SimCity 2000, SimCity on Super Nintendo kind of thing. You definitely have a little bit more of a broad range of things that you can build. I do not suggest this on lower and or smaller screen devices. The bigger the screen, the better your experience. But it's still, if you look at it really close, it's still a little bit pixelated, kind of on purpose, I'll say. This to me was just nice. It was a nice game, easy to pick up, easy to play. If you're at all experienced with any kind of city building simulator, this should basically make sense to you from day one.
So it's totally that game, pretty much.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's cool.
Just copied, basically.
Been a long time since I played one of those.
Yeah. Okay, what I'm going to bring next here, Eric, okay, I've been using TouchPal keyboard for the longest time on my phone, and I figured out the real reason why I used it for so long and I like it is because it has really good swipe controls, but it also has a built-in clipboard, okay, which allows me to copy multiple things, then go to an email and pick and paste different things so I don't have to keep jumping back and forth. I'm going to give this app a shot, though. If this app works, then I can basically use any keyboard. It is called Native Clipboard. And all it basically is, it's a clipboard manager is the way I'll put it, where it should be able to keep me a history of things that I copy into the clipboard. So hypothetically, I can go into an email, you know, have five things copied in my clipboard, start to type, paste one of the things, start to type some more, paste another thing. I'm finding I'm very mentally hooked on the idea of having, on my Android device, a multiple clipboard. Where on the desktop computer, I was never using it. But now I think, because I've been using my Android device so much for communications, I think I'm going to actually go back and try to get a good clipboard manager for my computer.
Yeah, I never even thought about having more than one thing clipboarded. And that would make so much sense, because I'm always going back, cut and paste, cut and paste, cut and paste, cut and paste. I could just do all the pasting without all the cutting.
Yeah, what I used to find myself doing on the desktop was copying something, going to someplace else, clicking, hitting space, hit paste, and then highlighting more, including what I already pasted, and more, and then like building it up that way. And that was a really painful way of getting everything I wanted into one space. So a clipboard manager definitely should make that easier.
Huh. Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, that was Native Clipboard, E for everyone, completely free, no in-app purchases. Hopefully it's going to do the trick.
DHM47. I don't know if you mentioned that.
Okay, this is another thing I'm going to try to put on my tablet. Hopefully it's going to help me be a little bit more streamlined and productive. This is called Mono Space Beta, not Moon. Mono Space Beta, Underwood Apps, E for everyone, no in-app purchases, completely free. There's a couple Linux applications that do this as well. What the goal of this is to be is a super simplistic and plain just text editor. No frills, no toolbars, no curved edges, no drop shadows, no nothing. Just flat background, flat text. The only thing it does have in it is it does have stuff like Dropbox integration and such, but it also tries to take advantage of what's called markdown text editing, which is kind of on-the-fly enhancements you can do as you type, to make things quoted, a bullet point, bold, a italic or such. But you don't need to do any of that markdown stuff, I think. It's just a plus you can do. So I think I'm going to try this because I really should fully type out my email sometimes before putting them in my email and hitting send.
How else would you do it?
Typically, I just go into the email, I start typing, and then I hit send. This would allow me to do it outside of that and preview it and save it. Maybe I want to touch it up again later kind of thing and then send it. And I'm not going to lie, Eric. Even though, yes, Bauermeister, if you listen to this show too, I just said that as well. I have multiple people that I know and I trust tell me I should use voice dictation, copy down blurbs when I get home, proofread them, and then publish them on the intertubes as stuff. And I've always been toying around with that idea. So I would like to try to get into the idea of actually using a genuine text editor while I'm on the go. Because when I'm sitting here, I got no time to type out stuff.
So you mean when you get an idea that comes in your head or something you heard or what do you blurb?
An idea, a gripe, something now makes sense in the realm of computers or computing or, you know, ecosystems, domains, whatever, and just blurb it out and put it someplace.
Yeah, I try that every now and then. And it seems like when I go back to look at it, it was not nearly the epiphany that I thought it was at the time. And it probably wasn't even worth writing down.
Well, I would say hindsight's 20/20, but maybe hindsight dulls the senses. I don't
know. Yeah, I don't know. Having the note's nice because if I'm driving and I've got my car mount, I can just pull the pen out and write right on my screen real quick if I think of something, you know. Or I suppose I could talk too, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm really habitually, Eric, I'm habitually on top of the voice dictation for me to do input on the phone. I'm literally sitting there with my wife sometimes, with one headphone in while she's watching some show that I really, whatever, don't care about. And I'm on Voxer, and then I literally stand up, walk into the kitchen, talk into the phone, finish, walk back into the living room and sit down versus sitting there typing.
Oh, on the Voxer?
Yeah. Just because I can.
Just because it's that much easier to talk. Yeah. You can't sit down all the time. You got to get up and move every now and then.
Yeah, that's my excuse, sure. Okay, I'm going to bring one more app here, Eric, and I encourage people, if you have a better alternative to this one, you gotta let me know. Okay, this is called Divide et Impera Task, or Divide et Impera Task. I don't know.
Do you have a different? Could you copy and paste that in there again? That one's not working for me.
Didn't work.
No.
Okay, let me try that again. Let me just refresh my page. Maybe. Since I opened the browser up, no, it's still there. Okay. I'll also paste the name of the application.
Maybe that'll work. Right, yeah.
Okay. This is by Martin Mauch, free app, no in-app purchases, E for everyone. And he says right in the very beginning, caution, this is alpha software. Use at your own discretion kind of thing. But what this is called, mind dump or mind map, I think is the actual correct word. Mind mapping software. Mind mapping software looks to me like it could be a really useful, functional way of organizing ideas that you want to fulfill. Like if I want to think about a new podcast, I could use the mind mapping thing to help organize my thoughts and maybe make it easier for me to actually pull the trigger and do it.
Who's the maker of this?
Martin March. MAUCH.
I still can't find it. That's so weird.
I don't know.
If I type that Divide et Impera Tasks into the Google Play Store, all I get is one app called Task Go Organizer. Just Ahead.
Huh. I'll even come over here, Eric.
That's okay. I'll just listen in. I'll just listen.
I will share my screen. I will say,
Oh, yeah. That's not the one. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
That's how beta it is. It doesn't even... He warned you.
I guess. Well, Alpha. Alphas.
Oh.
So I will ask people if you know something better or if you use something for your daily driver for mind mapping, please email us, aaa@pilots.com, so I can know. I will say one thing that this does, this can sync your mind maps with Google Drive in a format that desktop, that some desktop mind mapping software can understand. So that's the real reason I wanted to give it a shot, so I could easily share stuff back and forth with no issue.
Okay, so a mind map, you start with an idea, and then you break it off into parts, and break that off in parts. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. You break it down into bite-sized pieces, so the task is easier to do.
Do you do this in practice? Do you use this kind of a tool in your ever?
Are you going to ask me more questions about it? I don't know.
Okay.
I want to. I like to. They look good. They look like they might help.
I see people doing it. I see people showing me how to do it. I've never done it in real life. I mean, we sort of do when we have emergencies at City Hall, I guess, when we have our central command set up, we kind of do a thing like that, I guess, where everybody gets tasks. But as far as finishing one project, I've never done it like that.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting enough, an idea that I can try. I keep looking for different ways that I can maybe possibly organize brain activity in such a way where things actually get done.
I bet you the people who do it do use that and are super successful, just ultra, you know, they've got a great new Tesla, and they probably have been using it to their max, you know, to the maximum potential, and they're using their brain to the maximum potential, and it was all because of a mind mapping program that they started when they were 12, and they just lived their life that way, and I just missed it back then. But there's a barrier of entry to these things.
So you're saying I'm chopped liver?
No, you're fine. No, you go for it. I can't wait to watch your progression.
You and me both. Okay, Eric, is there anything you would like to end off saying to the folks?
I want
to
say I'm sorry for not reading your emails this week, but the show's got kind of jiggered around a little bit with a guest coming in on Wednesday. So next week, we will promise we will read not only your emails, but the new ones that came in since then.
Very cool, very cool. Yep, and I want to thank everyone for downloading. Thank everyone for subscribing. Thanks everyone who contacts us in any shape, way, or manner. And I want to thank everyone who goes to pilots.com/Amazon, the easiest way to support the network. And we will see everyone next week.